Hey, this is 1503. I'm specifically going to give my better judgment if I didn't call, but a man just came on board, and the way he's acting, I asked if he needed Narcan, if he's okay, and he said, no, he's okay, but he's, like, throwing his head around, and now he's, like, got his head way tilted back, and he's breathing, like, really hard, and it's just really unusual behavior, and I'm kind of worried for him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, all we can really do is ask them if they want help, and if they decline it, then we just kind of got to carry on. We can't force help to people, especially if they're, you know, coherent and responding. So you did ask him, and he did say he's fine, or he said no?
He said that he's fine, and he refused help.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of strange people out there. You drive buses, you know that. This is just a different kind of strange. Is it something that's going to be super distracting for you, or is it something that you can deal with?
Honestly, I find it distracting because I don't think he's okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, the only way... I mean, if he's distracting to you and it's creating an unsafe situation for you to drive because you're distracted, then I need to stop you and I'll have to have a supervisor come out there. Is it at that level?
Yeah, because even another customer, she just came up to me and said that she doesn't think that he's okay.
Okay, so tie up the bus. Where are you at?
Okay, so just wait here on 23rd and Flanders. I mean, I'm like in the middle of rush hour traffic too.
Well, I mean, that's where we're at, so that's what we got to do. So, go ahead and have the bus against Supervisor T as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
1644.